This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this episode of The Heat Check, the Final Four is set in college hoops, and we'll be breaking down the NBA quality players on all four teams. Lucky you. We get into some news from around the league, including more on the Timberwolves drama, the Suns' latest meltdown, and an injury report from around the league. A lot to get to, so come on, Anthony. Let's chop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna. All right, so I'm recording from Boston, where I got to see a ton of quality NBA players in person at the UConn versus Illinois game. And so now that the Final Four is set, with UConn and Alabama on one side of the bracket, which is just an absolute nightmare fun matchup, and NC State versus Purdue on the other side, which is absolutely crazy for NC State to be there, I've got some thoughts. We'll be getting deep into the draft prospects soon, but I thought we would take a quick look at some of the players in the Final Four who have a chance to be playing at the next level in the NBA next year. So let's start with UConn, right? Who might be the best college basketball team in modern memory, like the most dominant. I kept asking people, have you ever seen a team like this before? Old heads, young guns, historians, nobody has. They have now, for reference, covered the spread in 10 consecutive NCAA tournament games by an average of 13 points. It's nuts. According to Keith Smith's Friend Show, who puts together this really cool spreadsheet every year about what players in the tournament are on draft boards, here's how the remaining teams stack up for NBA prospects. Connecticut Huskies. The ESPN's big board has 6 current Huskies as NBA players. Wow. Only 4 right now are considering the draft. They are Stephon Castle, top 15 player most likely. He's 6'6", Stephon, freshman, shooting guard. He's averaging 10-6-3 with 1.5 stocks per game, but mostly what I like about Castle is you can put him on the other team's best scoring guard, and he's going to lock him the fuck down. He is a big body. He can shoot. He can make things very difficult for you. And on top of that, his athleticism was on full display against Illinois, where he had this spin move, turnaround, up and under reverse dunk, which absolutely lit my eyes up and let me know, oh my God, this guy's an NBA talent, like a real deal. And we have seen that all year, but that was just another moment that popped off the page. Donovan Clingan is seen as a top 10 talent. It's probably somewhere between 10 and 20. He's a 6'11 center. I don't think that's true, actually. He looks taller than 6'11. I think he's probably over 7 feet now. I saw him in person. He looks like he's 7'1". He's averaging 13-8-2, 64% from the field. He had 10 blocks in one game. They only credited him for 8. He had 5 blocks against Illinois, but I think he had more than that. He held opponents against Illinois for 0-19 on possessions that he defended, which is just absolutely nuts. Alex Caravan's an interesting one. He's seen as like a second-round guy. 6'8 forward. He's averaging 14-5-2. He's like the third option, but he's just steady Eddie. He's exactly what you want from a guy that's big. You're going to see him on probably Grant Nelson so he can defend bigs as well, especially ones that want to stretch out the floor and keep Donovan Clingan away from the rim. And they're not going to be able to do that with Alex Caravan down there. He's shooting 50% from the field right now. Samson Johnson is a backup center who I absolutely love. And when Donovan Clingan is either in foul trouble or isn't playing well, Samson steps in. He's slated to go undrafted, but he might want to test whether he can get into the league right now. He's a 6'10 backup center. He's averaging 5-3-1. Not a lot. 72% from the field, but he's playing really well in this tournament in the minutes that he's getting. Alabama. My man, Grant Nelson, second round pick now, they're saying. He was not on draft boards until Alabama's just rip through the NCAA tournament. He's a 6'11 transfer from North Dakota State. The thing that I like about him is he can shoot the three. He's shooting 36% from three, but hitting some big-time shots in clutch, crucial moments. 49% shooting from the total field, averaging 12, 6, and 2. But it feels so much more impactful than that, especially considering in the tournament what he's been able to do hitting free throws down the stretch. And NC State, we got to talk about DJ Burns, who I circled on my list of players that I was most excited about watching in this tournament. 6'9". 275-pound load. He might have played his way into the league. I don't know what he is, but I tell you what, when he has the ball in his hands, magical things happen. Just the court vision, outrageous, and it was on full display against Duke again. And he was laughing because they couldn't guard him. Not the best defender himself, but he's averaging 15-3-4 in the ACC tournament. 18-5-4 in this four tournament game so far, including 29 in the game against Duke. How about Zach Edey for Purdue? He's now slated to be a lottery pick after not being able to be drafted last year and having to come back to college basketball. He's 7-4, two-time National Player of the Year. He's had an excellent tournament. He's averaging 30, 16-2. The thing that I think is really impressive, though, to note about Zach Edey is he's averaged only 2 turnovers on over 34 minutes per game. That's just ridiculous. So by consensus, I think this is maybe the weakest draft in recent memory. And that's what I think makes it so interesting. There's a lot of jump balls out there. There is a massive difference in opinion of nearly all the top players in the draft. Unlike what we saw last year or even in the last few drafts where the top 10 was pretty much set in stone. Not even like Bilal Coulibaly notwithstanding. So you could argue all you want, like Donovan Clingan could go top 10. You could also say why he might go 20th. Donovan Clingan, a defensive first center who really can't get buckets. Why would I take a guy like that in the top 10 when he's basically a backup big? Who knows? Also on top of that, I watched Terrence Shannon. He's obviously not in the Final Four, but he's big. He's 6'6", 6'7". And he's a terrible shooter, but we saw him throughout the tournament be able to fill it up, be able to hit crucial buckets, but more importantly, get after the ball defensively, hit free throws, steal the ball, and put the game away for Illinois. They were not supposed to beat Iowa State, and there they were in the Elite Eight. So I'm really excited to see what happens with some of these guys that we were maybe not expecting to go drafted or not expecting to be this highly sought after they've had these great tournament runs, which is something that we see every year in the NCAA tournament, guys that surprise you and guys that fly up the draft board. One thing is for sure, having future NBA players on these Final Four teams is good for both college and pro basketball. So let's keep it going.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on. We've been covering the shit show that is the Minnesota Timberwolves ownership drama between, on one hand, current owner and world-class dick, asshole, Glenn Taylor, and on the other hand, modern-thinking NBA owners in wait, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori. I would recommend you go back and listening to the last couple of episodes to fill yourself in on what's going on in terms of, like, how we got here, where we're at, what's to say happens next. But it's safe to say that the great fear is that this toxicity would impact the team. All this fighting, all of this drama would impact a team that's trying to fight tooth and nail for the number one seed in the West. So guess what, Glenn Taylor, you fucking ghoul. It appears that it is already distracting the team that you're trying to keep in your grasp, and it should have only one thing on its mind, and that's winning the West. Current standings are wild right now. There's a three-way tie atop the West for the first place. But anybody thought this was not going to be a distraction, that, oh, the Timberwolves don't care who owns the team. Oh, the Timberwolves don't care that their name is in the news. Oh, the Timberwolves don't care that Glenn Taylor said he was going to sell the team and now he's not. You're wrong. Take Mike Conley. Mike Conley is, like, widely considered to be one of the nicest players to ever step foot on the basketball court. So who is he even keeled? I mean, he's so even keeled, he's never once gotten a technical in 18 seasons. So this is what he had to say about the bullshit that is dominating the news in the Twin Cities. I don't think it affects the players as much. Maybe it affects the image of the team, the aura of the team around a little bit. But as far as the players are concerned, I think we're just like, damn, that's crazy. And then we go back to watching film and worry about Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter and those guys. It's a unique situation, and it's something we don't have any control over. We're just trying to do our job. Note that after saying it doesn't impact the players much, he uses the qualifying term, we're trying to do the job. Meaning, like, it's not nothing. The last thing this team needs is to be thinking about anything else. The 5-game series, by the way, with the Nuggets last year, hinged on, like, a couple of plays, a couple of possessions per game in those 5 games that it took the Nuggets to get through. The difference between winning and losing against the Nuggets is going to be a single shot. Being distracted at all is going to get you absolutely murked. It is very dangerous, especially dangerous considering that you've got very little room for error in a very stacked West, which is what makes this entire thing incredibly stupid. And the timing of it, almost criminal. If Glenn Taylor had any support left in Minnesota, and from what my friends say, he does not, it's long gone now after his latest shenanigans. We are going to be watching the Wolves extra, extra close in the coming weeks. Out in Phoenix, oh no, we've got a full-blown meltdown on our hands. Yeah, we do. The Suns are now just 10-9 in their last 19 and are now squarely in the play-in at 7th place, 1.5 games behind the surging Mavericks, by the way, and facing the toughest schedule down the stretch of any team in the NBA. Nerves are rattled and frazzled. Frustration is everywhere. And guess what? When that happens, someone's got to be blamed. And fingers right now are being pointed. And the head coach, Frank Vogel, has found his scapegoat. And his name is Lou Dort? Lou Dort. Wow. What the fuck? Yeah, Vogel has snapped and done something almost no head coach has done, which is to single out one individual opposing player. And good God, Vogel did just that. Here is what he had to say about Lou Dort.
I really liked the offensive game that we played. We had several possessions where we executed well, didn't make the shot, wasn't perfect. We did have 14 turnovers, even if seven of them were whistle turnovers, you know, which the league's got to look at, you know, all the flopping that Lou Dort does, because it's ridiculous how he gets called. And if, you know, they're going to get calls like that, then they're going to have an advantage. You can't just fall down every time there's contact and get a whistle, you know. So, I mean, I hope the league looks at that.
Let me repeat that. You can't just fall down every time there's contact and get a whistle. This is what made Frank Vogel snap. This? Dude, you just got beat down by 25 points at the hands of the Thunder without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You lost every quarter to the Thunder. Do you know how hard it is to lose every single quarter of an NBA game? It happens like 10% of the time. And you're going to blame all of that on little old Lou Dort, well, big Lou Dort flopping? You don't think it was Eric Gordon going 2-for-10 on more shots taken than Devin Booker, who got outscored by a rookie, Cason Wallace, who's coming off the bench? You don't think that might be the issue? The kicker, though, is this. The call that set off Vogel occurred in the second quarter when Dort got called for a flopping foul. And the next day, the NBA front office overturned it, determined that, yes, Lou Dort had been fouled. It was an incorrect flopping foul. By the way, if you want to like see how often Lou Dort has been called for flopping fouls, he's been called flopping three times this year. Two of them have been overturned. So one time. He has one flopping foul, which is as many flopping fouls as Josh Okogie of the Suns has. Boy, it's getting rough out here for the Suns. Like, what happens? Like, there's a decent chance that the Suns don't make it out of the play-in. It's an absolute rock fight right now in the 7 to 10 spots. And Matt Ishbia is going to have a lot to answer for in this offseason, considering how much money he has stuffed into the payroll and how little moves he has to make. And now he's got to pay Grayson Allen and go well over the luxury tax for a team that, let's be honest, is kind of garbage.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Finally, we've got some injury news that will affect playoff races down the stretch. First, the Sacramento Kings, man, suffered a massive loss. Sixth man of the year, Malik Monk, has suffered a sprained MCL, probably out for the year. Unless, I don't know, like the Kings go to the Western Conference Finals, but I'm not sure that's going to happen without Malik Monk. What a massive loss for the Kings, who have been like pretty inconsistent most of the season, probably second half of the season at least, and Malik Monk might be the most consistent part of that besides De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. He's been super fun to watch, too. He has been an absolute delight and is in a contract year and is a microwave. His value has never been higher. The Kings, as we discussed in the last episode, can only offer him $17 million a year. Now they're going to have to hope that that's going to be enough. Hopefully it will be. With Kevin Huerter now ruled out for the season, the Kings are now a play-in team, down two of their most important bench guys. Around the league, a lot of players are getting shut down for the year on non-playoff teams, by the way. Lauri Markkanen is done in Utah. Chimezie Metu, just a wild player to be mentioned, got shut down by the Pistons. Quentin Grimes is done up in Toronto. Kata Bates Diop is done in Brooklyn. I mean, everybody's done in Brooklyn. And LaMelo Ball is officially done in Charlotte. On the bright side, despite reports that the Lakers are saying that both Gabe Vincent and Jared Vanderbilt should be back by the end of the season, Tyler Hero is ramping up down in Miami, and Pat Beverly is skipping season-ending wrist surgery to thug it out in Milwaukee. But more importantly, Joel Embiid, is ramping up. And from video that's been released over the weekend, he is looking absolutely like a monster. You do not want to see Joel Embiid like this. And I promise you, no one wants to play him in the first round. Especially like the Celtics. Can you imagine having like an 80% win percentage and then the first thing that you see is Joel Embiid in the first round? These playoffs cannot get here fast enough. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Thanks to the great Keith Smith and the whole crew at BetMGM tonight. Come back Monday for an all-new... Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode, A Rookie Report. And check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like another blue-chip team like Duke, at the hands of DJ Burns. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch of the season. That means download. That means subscribe. That means all your friends. All of them. Tell them. Even Frank Vogel, who wants to blame his dog shit team on Lou Dort. Tell him, hey, I know it'll make you feel better. Trista Crick, roasting your sons. And don't forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And of course, who knows where we'll get it up. I'm going to put some videos on. But YouTube, we'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.